I'm on a city street in Virginia, standing in an empty parking space where just last night, Bob's car was stolen. Did you see Bob's car get stolen? Probably not. But do you know who's been stealing cars in Virginia? You could get a reward of up to $25,000. Submit a confidential tip at heatreward.com or call 1-800-947-HEAT. The HEAT program from the Virginia State Police. Reported. Rewarded.
Welcome to the Dr. Madeira Show, where he will discuss testosterone optimization and full body health for the high-performance modern man. Now, here's your host, Dr. Madeira.
Hi, it's Dr. Madeira, and we're back on the Dr. Madeira Show. And today we have a guest, my friend Chandrith. How's it going today, Chandrith?
Hey, it's going good, going good. Just got off work.
Excellent. So Chandrith went through the metabolic reset program here at Apollo Health Clinic, and we were talking a couple weeks ago, and he offered to come on the podcast and share his story and experience with everybody so that they can have more context for what he was dealing with before the metabolic reset program and how the program went for him. So you just want to kind of share what you were looking to accomplish with the metabolic reset and what you had tried beforehand?
Yeah, definitely. So before jumping onto this diet, I did try many, many things and tried and failed, of course. Getting into things like keto diet, because my coworkers were actually doing it. They had some success, but there was a lot of yo-yo effects, meaning they pretty much got on it, lost weight, and then all came back, and they're consistently struggling with keto diet again, not realizing that it's going to be the same effect if they don't change or put a balance to their own lifestyle. For me, my struggle is similar to a lot of everyday people who actually work a 9-to-5 job and also like to enjoy their time on the weekends. I just didn't find time to basically use for myself to set myself up for success with any diet. But what interested me about this particular diet was partially the no exercise part, and it kind of went against my theory or my experience, because I've done programs in the past where I've lost weight, but always struggled to keep it off, primarily because of just my lifestyle. I'm a computer programmer. I sit at my desk roughly 8 hours a day, not too much activity. So in my thinking, exercise and such is very important, which I still feel it is, but for the purpose of losing weight, I found that it's not.
And that was a big surprise, right?
That was a huge surprise for me, because it just countered the way that I thought about weight loss and what I knew about it.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are kind of shocked to hear that the metabolic reset program, which for the listener, just so you have some background, is a 10-week program. The first six-week part is, we kind of call the losing phase, is there's no exercise, there's intermittent fasting, and you eat an animal protein, vegetables, and fruit, two meals a day. And then there's intermittent fasting. You can have coffee, tea, and water in the morning. And then we use probably about 3 to 5 supplements, depending on what's needed for the individual. Most people similar to you were very shocked to hear, and I've shared a lot on Facebook, just with my community and my Facebook groups, Apollo Health Tribe and Live Strong and people are usually shocked to hear that there's no exercise. Well, exercise is definitely important to health. And then there's exercise for the last 4 weeks and then ongoing. One of the things you mentioned that you had tried before was a lot of exercise, a lot of cardio specifically, and eating a very calorie restrictive diet, which the metabolic reset, we don't count calories. So that's really different. How did you feel different on the metabolic reset versus the heavy cardio exercise plan and eating a very restrictive caloric diet?
So first of all, it was something that I just had to get my mindset adjusted to. But as far as the difference between the two, like both were not easy to do. Mm-hmm. The calorie restrictive diet, I felt like I lacked a lot of energy. But I was also doing a ton of cardio, not lifting any weights. But I literally had about 600 or so calories, maybe 800 at that max, no carbs and such. This one seemed to be a little bit different because it felt more balanced in my opinion, because we have the proteins, the veggies, and the fruits, which, I mean, in my past, my meals barely ever included veggies, barely ever included fruits. It was more like just proteins and a carb like rice. But in contrast to the previous diets that you're talking about, there was definitely a difference in how I was able to go throughout my day. I think there was some other supplements as well, like the coffee and such, to help me focus a little bit better as well. So that was interesting.
Yeah, the organo reishi spore, which is a medicinal mushroom for people who are listening, is great for the brain and the immune system and really helps balance out the immune system and gives people a lot of brain power, if you will, as a neurotropic, which could be really helpful for, you know, somebody like you and in your job to help you focus more and deal with like the blood sugar dips you might have on a daily basis, and can make people feel kind of maybe more lethargic, and usually people just go for more coffee at that point. Yeah. So, in this case, you were not eating as much carbs. So traditional foods for you include quite a bit of rice and some other traditional seasonings and more tropical, like the tamarind, I remember you mentioning.
Yeah.
And that being a big change. How would you kind of coach people as somebody who's completed the program, realizing it is challenging, but somebody who would go through the program and maybe have similar or different challenges based on their kind of family meals that they're used to eating growing up, or just what they're cooking at home, whether it's something similar to your culture's cuisine or, you know, even the standard American diet, like going out and eating fast food.
Right. So cooking was definitely a challenge for sure. Because my family's Cambodian, the food that we have usually contains a lot of sodium and fish and like you mentioned, tamarind and a lot of other spices and such. But what I found is that there are ways to adjust. Oh, and oils too. There's no oils in the diets. But what I found is that there's actually ways to kind of adjust. If you have a certain kind of food that you like, you can always find a way to make an alternate version that fits within the diet parameters that were given. And that just means less salt, use natural salts like sea salt or Himalayan salt, and things like that. And it gets pretty close to what your traditional foods would be. I mean, minus the rice, of course, because that's a staple for most for many cultures.
Yeah, definitely. And one thing that people can also use is broths. So you can cook with chicken broth, which is has a lot of kind of natural sodium already made in there. For you, what were your main top 1 to 3 goals and motivations for doing the metabolic reset?
So I probably had probably 3 top main goals. So one, of course, is to lose weight. 2 was to just feel overall healthier. 3, I guess 3 was kind of came naturally with it. It would have been just like a just to have a full on detox. It was called the metabolic reset, and that was one of the bigger things that enticed me, because I understood that there were going to be very good side effects that came along with detoxing your body. And I feel that this diet actually just, it was very successful with that, because I'm bleeding on to probably some further topics, but I actually have nasal polyps, and I've had a history of this since I was a kid. And probably about maybe 10 years ago was when I had my first surgery to have them removed. And that lasted for a couple of years. And then I started to gain weight quite a bit. And my breathing just got very, very, very hard. I went on a diet previous, I'm gonna say a year or two shortly after that. And I'm not giving any dates because it's the timeline was a while ago. Mm-hmm. But even during then, losing weight helped with the breathing and whatnot. In this case, I also went back at it again, where I actually ended up gaining a lot of weight just due to my circumstances, my lifestyle, drinking on the weekends, binge eating, all that stuff, and developed very unhealthy habits. But as soon as I completed this program, I noticed immediately that I was just feeling overall better, and that was a big win for me.
That's excellent. So you felt like you could breathe better through your nose after you were done?
Yes.
Did that happen gradually over the program, or did that happen, it was kind of like, I'm done now and I notice a huge difference?
It was actually gradual. The interesting part for me was that it was happening after the 6-week period, meaning as soon as I was able to incorporate exercise, it was like my body was able to basically rework itself to understand that there's this change, and it adjusted.
That's awesome. I mean, that's maybe an unexpected win. I mean, did you expect that to happen? No,
not at all. Not at all. It was just one of those bonuses.
That's awesome. And with the weight loss, if you don't mind sharing maybe what your goal was, how much weight you wanted to lose in the 10 weeks and how much weight you lost, and maybe kind of like how it went over the 10 weeks. Was it kind of like 1 week you lost more than the next week, or?
So my journey started, I weighed exactly 213 pounds. My end weight ended up being 178. So that was about 36, 37 pound loss. That was from the first week all the way to the 10th week, actually, because I was still losing weight even after the 6 weeks. At the 6 week mark, I lost about 32 pounds. But my target, I had my hopes high. Mm-hmm. I was targeting for about 45 pounds. But I came pretty close. 38 pounds is pretty darn near there. So that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's definitely impressive. And when I was in medical school, we were taught that a healthy, quote unquote, healthy or normal weight loss for somebody on a nutritional plan would be about a pound a week. So over 10 weeks, you were losing, 38 pounds. That's definitely substantial. And I'm curious, do you feel like after going off the plan, with your everyday life. And, you know, you have a pretty long commute, which I think most listeners in any metropolitan area in the US or any major city in the world for that matter can relate to having a long commute to their job in the city and then a long commute home. And then you're working, you know, pretty substantial hours, and you have other responsibilities too outside of work. Do you feel like you've been able to maintain that weight, or have you gained a substantial amount back, or do you feel like you're kind of, it's affected your lifestyle in other ways that are worth sharing with people?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, so, maintaining anything is going to be a difficult process. For me, this diet, this metabolic reset, helped me to kind of change my mindset quite a bit on how I look at food, how I treat myself, basically. And like my schedule hasn't changed. You know, the people that I deal with in my life, such as my kids, it hasn't changed. So I'm still able to make time for them as I normally would.
Were you able to, there's two questions within that question. One, did you gain back, you know, say more than 2 to 6 pounds, which would kind of be, you know, some of that could be muscle if you're working out more.
Right.
And two, have you been able to maintain a kind of modified healthy lifestyle to some degree where, yes, you may be drinking alcohol here and there as a social drinker, but since there's no alcohol during the 10-week program, and how is that going for you overall? Like, how would you, if you were run into a friend in the street and they say like, hey man, how's it going? Did you gain weight back from this program after you finished this program? Because most quote unquote weight loss programs, which I usually say this is a lifestyle program, not a weight loss program, because it does reset the metabolism, do not work and people gain back the weight, similar to your experience before this. So I'm curious, you know, from kind of like a data point of view, were you able to be at a weight and a metabolism and an energy level and all those things that you were mentioning that you benefited from the program after completing the program, after weeks completing it?
Yeah, so it's been roughly close to a month since I completed the program. And I after the program, I actually, the first few weeks, didn't really feel like I was finished because I had already had a mindset to, you know, eat healthy. I was already starting to exercise, lifting weights and such. And I was actually more excited about getting back on to my fitness program to where I can lift weights and do the things that I would normally do. Though my lifestyle has changed quite a bit. Much of it in the past is still about the same. I do have my occasional drinks on the weekends. I've reduced food binging. But as far as weight goes, my weight hasn't fluctuated much. I'm probably, if I were to weigh myself today, I would guesstimate I'm probably about 2 or 3 pounds heavier than the weight that I last weighed myself at the end of the program. But I have to keep in mind too that it's been about a month, and I've also been going to the gym consistently about 2 or 3 days out of the week, primarily lifting weights and doing some minor cardio with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's impressive because I think most people think, oh, well, I'm going to do this 10-week program and then I'm just going to gain it all back in, you know, 3 to 12 months and it will be all for nothing. And like you said, changing our lifestyle is not an easy thing. We're talking about ingrained habits, you know, especially if it's attached to a family or a community and a culture.
Right.
And I mean, I talk to a lot of different people from a lot of different backgrounds, and we all kind of have our cultural eating habits or personal eating habits and then our family eating habits. So like for me, I grew up in Northern New England, and as a kid, one of the sandwiches that we would eat and make was like Jif peanut butter, which is not real peanut butter. It has less sugar in it. And then marshmallow fluff, which is just complete sugar. It's like a fake marshmallow dessert. And we would put that on bread and make a sandwich. And that would be, you know, like a snack or a meal. So, you know, we all kind of have our quote unquote comfort foods or things we like to do that kind of make us feel better. Maybe you have a bad day and someone's cracking a couple of beers and eating their favorite chips after work. And you know, the other person is eating a bowl of rice with whatever they like in there. So what would you kind of recommend and who would you recommend do the metabolic reset program with everything that we've already shared in mind? And who would you not recommend it for?
So I think those who have like maybe a laborious job, like that would be, they would have to be some type of modification or something, especially for the first 6 weeks, because the principle is to not be, to not work out. You're basically letting your body do the weight loss for you. People that I do recommend are people who, you know, who have the, I guess, the office jobs, the any type of work or any type of that field that, you know, just where not too much activity is involved. Mm-hmm. But also keep in mind that, you know, you, after work, after the program, that you're going to have to change some of your lifestyle habits and whatnot to accommodate, you know, for including fitness and things in there.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It is definitely going to be challenging for people that if you're doing manual labor all day long, it could definitely be more challenging. It can be challenging for a lot of different jobs similar to that. We did have somebody complete the program who is a yoga instructor, and they, you know, maybe we'll have to have them on the podcast too, but they had a great success story. So it can be done if it's, you know, yoga. There's different types of yoga. Some are more relaxing and some are more of like a really quick flow yoga. So they can be more similar to running or weightlifting in that regard. So you would recommend this to your colleagues in different tech companies and different corporate jobs?
Most definitely. Because I feel that it's something that you can incorporate. I mean, basically, as long as you are able to set your mind to it and stick to schedule, like your eating schedule and all that stuff, I think that's where it would best fit. Corporate jobs would be a perfect fit for this.
Were there any things that surprised you about, you mentioned that it's challenging. On the flip side of that, were there any things that you thought, oh, wow, this is actually easier than I thought, or I'm really actually enjoying these meals and I didn't think it would be this easy today? Having moments like that?
Yeah, I mean, some of it, yes, definitely. Because when I first started, I probably didn't delve myself into the information as much as I needed to. So there were some things that I kind of threw myself off, like how much meat do I actually eat, you know, raw versus cooked. Mm-hmm. What can I have? What can't I have? And so forth. And that was about 2 or 3 days of trying to figure that out. And then once I found something that worked, like for instance, most of my meals contain garlic, chicken, and maybe asparagus. And then even though the portions were small, there was also a list of foods that I was allowed to just have unlimited amounts of, which included things like collard greens and mushrooms and such. So I was able to not only have my meal, but I also was able to make enough to make me feel, you know, satisfied after I actually ate, feeling full and all that.
That's great. Was there anything, you know, afterwards? I know you shared your chart on Facebook, and there are some of your friends or people that you know saying, you know, like, hook me up with the information and whatnot. Would you recommend somebody try to listen to this podcast and do this on their own with what they hear us saying today?
You mean do this on their own, like join the program, or do this on their own with just basic guidelines?
Just do this on their own with basic guidelines. Like, oh, I'm just going to try to like make it up and try to do it by myself. I have had people, I've talked to them on discovery calls, and they say, well, I'll just try to do it on my own. And they don't have any of the menus or the instruction manual or any information. And the program does include for the listener 30-minute weekly coaching calls and 3 1-hour consultations. So, you know, right. There's that accountability. Without that accountability, it can be pretty hard to, especially if you're, you know, a busy person like yourself and you're a parent and you have a job and then Your commute time. For me, I have had health coaches and I have a doctor and I'm a doctor. So I'm just curious, from your point of view, do you think you would have been able to hold on to this without having some accountability?
I personally wouldn't recommend somebody to jump in it on their own. Mm-hmm. And if they were to try to go rogue and do it on their own, I would recommend them at least having a friend or somebody to keep them accountable for that. Mm-hmm. Right. For any, you know, I mean, cause I think in order for this program to be successful, that was the main thing, is accountability, right? Like you can't sit there and chew gum and expect, you know, to get results, because you're always going to be hungry and so forth. There are some set rules and set guidelines there. The coaching calls were definitely helpful because that helped me in a way that, you know, it just helped me to understand myself better at whatever phase I was during the diet, to help me counter things like, oh, my weight hasn't gone down in the past 3 days. Why? Right. So like having the coaching calls and such definitely helped that. And like, you know, I got recommendations and I followed through with the recommendations and it worked. So that was great. That was definitely one of those things that like you wouldn't have if you actually went out and did this on your own.
Yeah, that's I'm glad to hear that you got value out of the coaching calls. I mean, last year I didn't do a metabolic reset, but I did hire a health coach, and, you know, simple things like, are you, you know, doing a daily meditation practice? Like, what are you doing to de-stress during the day? And as an entrepreneur, you know, similar to somebody who may work for a corporation, there's not a lot of free minutes left in the day. So even just finding 3 to 5 minutes to kind of get in something for de-stress time. Any kind of closing thoughts you want to share as we close up today for people, or kind of like your biggest take home message that you would want to share with your friends and your community about this?
Sure. Definitely. I mean, so yeah, the general idea of any diet to me, most people look at it as just a program to lose weight, but to me, like, it's so much more. It's so much more than that. And at the core, it's actually more about taking care of yourself so you can make yourself a better person, and in turn, you know, be more beneficial. Or sorry, not be more beneficial, but just be a better person overall. Will help the people around you also see that too. And it just helps in so many ways. I mean, just in your confidence, your health, how you feel, everything. So, I mean, it's more than just a diet. It's more than just a number on the scale.
And if you were to monetize this or put a kind of a quantity of its value, you know, they sometimes people say, well, this was worth this amount of money to me, or this was worth this many years of my life that I got back. Have you felt anything where you're now saying, oh my gosh, I'm able to excel more in my career or in this community position or as a dad, or where have you kind of like seen it fall into the wins that are maybe hard to quantify, like weight loss, you can quantify on a chart, but it's hard to quantify, oh, wow, I'm able to work and be more efficient than I used to be. Have you noticed anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, just like you said, it's hard to quantify. Like, I don't know if you're asking about a dollar amount or time amount or such, but
I would say both or all the above. Yeah.
All the above. That's a tough one, actually. So I find myself basically wanting or having a mindset that wants to be more outgoing and active, which I've already been doing here with my kids and such, taking them out on basically trips that before would have felt like a super drag because I know all the things that I have to carry and such. But now it's not so much so because I know I'm capable of doing so much more than what I was used to, without being fatigued and tired all the time. And at work, I think I do have a bit more of a alertness, a more higher energy vibe when I actually go. So if I were to like quantify, like, you know, like time versus dollars versus all that stuff, I mean, I feel I can't put a number on it, but there's definitely some things in there that just kind of naturally come with it, and it's definitely all good things.
That's awesome. Well, I want to just thank you for, you know, being on the show today and sharing your experience and, you know, what has worked for you and maybe giving some people some hope who have been frustrated and disillusioned in the past with trying other things. And definitely, hopefully people can share this with their friends and their community, because a lot of people are probably giving up on their health because they think they've tried everything and, you know, they haven't. So,
right.
So we'll close this up, and I'm excited to see where you're at in another year and kind of see your continued progress and growth. And thanks so much for sharing your story.
Definitely. You're welcome.
Excellent. Take care, everybody.
Now here's for my mandatory disclaimer. This is a medical information podcast and is only for general information purposes. It does not substitute or constitute the practice of medicine or any medical practices, including the giving of medical advice to any individual. And please observe that no doctor-patient relationship has been formed here. This medical podcast offers health, hormone, fitness, and nutrition information and is designed for educational purposes only. You should not rely on this information as a substitution for, nor does it replace professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. If you have any concerns or questions about your health, you should always consult with a physician or other healthcare professional. Do not disregard, avoid, or delay obtaining medical or health-related advice and appropriate treatment from your healthcare professional. Users should seek the care of their physician or healthcare professional for any such conditions. The use of any information provided on this podcast is solely at your own risk. The contents and topics of this podcast have not been evaluated by the FDA nor approved by any other government or official body. The topics and content covered is not intended to diagnose, cure, or prevent any disease or disorder of any kind. Developments in medical research may impact the health, fitness, and nutritional advice that appears here on the podcast in the future episodes. No assurance can be given that the advice contained in this podcast will always include the most recent findings or developments in medicine with respect to the particular material covered. If you are in the United States and think you are having a medical or health emergency, call your healthcare professional or 911 immediately. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to hearing your feedback and looking forward to have you on future podcasts. Thank you.